Let's read Hebrews 4:12 together. The word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Praise the Lord. My name is Floyd McNutt. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Word of God is living.
Amen.
And the Word of God is operative.
Amen.
How about all the ones over here say the Word of God is living and operative.
The Word of God is living and operative.
Over here.
The Word of God is living and operative.
Over here. Amen. The Word of God is living and operative.
Amen.
Amen. We like the Word of God to be living and operative. But there's something particular in this verse that we may not like. It says it's operative and sharper than any two-edged sword. Do you like a two-edged sword? Do you like a two-edged sword to pierce you? Oh, Lord Jesus. But this is a crucial lesson that we come to this morning to know discerning the spirit and the soul. This is crucial. In our Christian life, we need to be those discerning the spirit from the soul. Let me read a verse. That's from 1 Peter 1:23. It says, having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding Word of God.
Amen.
So the Word of God is living.
Amen.
And we were regenerated.
Amen.
By the living and abiding Word of God.
Amen.
This Word wants to abide in us.
Amen.
But when we come back to Hebrews 4:12, it says, living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Why does it need to be sharper than any two-edged sword? You ever think about that? Why does it need to be sharper than any two-edged sword? You know, when you consider here, it has dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow. Why does he use the term joints and marrow in here? Right? We're talking about the soul and the spirit, but he uses an example of joints and marrow. Sometimes you may consider, well, in a chicken bone, if you break it, it's not that hard to get to the marrow. But we are not chickens. You ever try to get to the marrow in a bone from a cow? It is almost impossible to get to that marrow. You consider the marrow, there's life in that, right? That's what gives life. There's life in that marrow. But to get to it in a bone like a beef bone, sometimes you need a saw to get through it. But here it says a sharp, right? Two-edged sword. When I was growing up, my dad had a business, and I was participating, and I was a butcher. Sometimes I would use these big cleaver to cut the bone, just like that. Without hitting it that hard, you won't break it, right? And so here we have this example in the Word of God, right? Because the Lord wants to show us that we think, oh, well, American culture, you know, everyone's the same, so what's so bad about that? But when we come to, let's look on the outline here. It says the soul needs to be broken, right? That the spirit may be divided from it as the joints need to be divided from the marrow. Or the joints need to be broken that the marrow may be divided from them. Wow. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. All together, let's read Roman numeral 3. The composition of the soul, the mind, emotion, and will needing to be denied. Right. This morning, there is the receiving of the word. And we like the life-giving word just to give us life. But there's another aspect that we need to know. Here it's the mind, emotion, and will need to be denied. So let's all read Roman numeral 4 together. The denial of the mind, emotion, and will being the denial of the self. So we have a couple verses here. Matthew 16, 24 and 26. Can some get those verses for us? There's, how about the ones on this side? Turn to Matthew 16. And on this side, Luke chapter 9, verse 25. And the ones in the center, how about Matthew 16, 26? Take a look at these verses. Okay. Matthew 16, 24. Go.
And Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Deny what?
Himself.
Deny what?
Himself.
Okay. How about the ones in Luke? Luke 9, 25. Loses what?
Himself.
Okay, then Matthew 16, 26.
What shall a man be profited if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul life?
Forfeits what?
His soul life.
So over here was denied what?
Himself.
Over here loses what?
Himself.
Oh, yeah. Self. And then this is?
Soul life.
So the soul life is just the expression of the self. And it needs to be denied. Do you want to follow the Lord?
Amen.
So we need to deny our?
Soul life.
Yeah, soul life. We need to deny ourself, our soul life. But how can you deny yourself?
Amen.
I like myself. Do you like yourself? But there is only one way to deny yourself. And how is that? Let's read Hebrews 4:12 again. All those that, maybe you have it memorized. Hebrews 4:12.
For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit,
and of marrow,
to discern thoughts and intentions of the will.
Amen. So in Hebrews, when the Apostle Paul, that's the assumed writer because of the content, when he was speaking to the Hebrew believers, they are ones that they've come out of the world, just giving them, just re-speaking to them what their history has been. And where are they now? They were just wandering in their mind. So he needed to bring them out. And the only way is that, just like the brothers here, we need to spend time in the Word.
Amen.
It is the Word that is able to speak to us.
Amen.
By ourselves just saying, Lord, I love you. That helps to refresh us, helps to restore us. But if you want to deny yourself, then you need to set a habit. Like the sister said, they need a consistent, consecutive, with a companion, getting into the Word of God.
Amen.
This is healthy.
Amen.
And, you know, this weekend, it's easy to deny yourself, get into the Spirit. But for your whole life, just like we saw in Revelation, stitch by stitch, stitch by stitch. Amen. Right? We need to come to the Word of God. Amen. Because ourselves, we might think, oh, well, it's obvious. I think this is good, and so it must be good. But when we come to the Word, then the Lord is able to speak to us. Amen. He's able to discern, able to divide the soul from the spirit. Amen. So, hallelujah. We need the living Word of God.
Amen.
But you know what? It is like a sword. It's able to divide.
Amen.
We don't like dividing so much, but you know what? If you want to follow the Lord, then you need to deny yourself.
Amen.
And to deny yourself, it's by the Word of God. Like the brothers shared earlier, if we read for 10 minutes, then we should spend 20 minutes in the Lord's presence, just coming and speaking the Word, and then the Word will speak to us. How do we know it'll speak to us? Because Hebrews 4:12 says, it is living and it's operative and it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, all the students stand up to proclaim Hebrews 4:12.
Amen. With your spirit. Ready? Go.
Joints and marrow. Thoughts and intentions of the heart.
Amen. Well, everybody know my name nowadays, but I introduce myself. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. My name is Andrew Cho. I hope I can see you again and again every year.
Amen.
And then one day I'll see some of you to join us to serve together with us.
Amen.
Anyway, this morning the topic is discerning the spirit from the soul. And as our brother Floyd shared, that Hebrews 4:12 is a very important verse. But one thing is, earlier some brothers mentioned that this week that
don't be distracted by it. I'm just going to fix this.
Yeah. Piercing, right? if we don't really contact the living and operate the Word, and we receiving God's element into us, many times we use this sharp Word to somebody else. That's how we become religious. That's how we apply the Word to kill others. This becomes deadening Word. So, first of all, we need to really realize this verse must be applied to ourselves. We need to come to the Lord with the first love, and then really, really touch Himself as a living and operative Word. If we do that, the Word starts to function within us like a two sharp edged sword, start to pierce, to touch what is the intention or the thought of our heart. So please apply this Word to ourselves first. We need the living Word. We need the operative Word. So, okay? I want you to open the Bible again, Matthew chapter 16, 24. There is a footnote too. It is a very helpful footnote. We will read a different footnote because some of you already know a lot of this matter, human spirit, exercise spirit. But I'd like to introduce the ministry to you to make this matter so clear. Okay? Matthew chapter 16, footnote 2. Okay, 24, for not two, okay. Okay, Jefferson, can you stand up to read for us? Just follow this footnote. I would pause one particular sentence. Okay, go.
Three terms in verses 23 to 25 are related to one another.
Okay.
Mind, himself, and soul life. Mm-hmm. Our mind is the expression of ourself, and our self is the embodiment of our soul life.
Amen.
Our soul life is embodied in and lived out by ourself.
Amen.
And our self is expressed through our mind, our thought, our concept, our opinion.
Amen.
When we set our mind not on the things of God, but on the things of men.
Okay, stop that. Please pay attention to the next sentence. Go ahead.
Our mind grasps the opportunity to act and express itself.
Okay, so please pay attention to the sentence. Our mind, what? Grasps the opportunity to act and express himself. Okay, continue. One more sentence.
This was what happened with Peter.
Okay, thank you. If you read the Matthew chapter 16, there is some particular context. Before this portion, Peter saw heavenly vision concerning Christ and concerning the church. That's why I said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Aren't you impressed yesterday how much God's heart is to build the church? Through the prophets, we are here to build up the body of Christ. That's the highest vision according to the depth of our Father's heart. But right after that revelation, what happened? This happened. So Peter did something particular. What was it? Peter expressed his opinion through his mind. This opinion is directly against the Father's heart's desire. So that's why this morning, this whole matter of the discerning the Spirit from our soul is very, very important. Otherwise, we know the Word, we see the truth, and we may use the truth, yet passing through our opinion, we all of a sudden, instead of living for God's purpose, we position ourselves against God's heart's desire directly. So this is very, 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 very important. So mind and opinion and ourself is the embodiment of our soul life. If you remember Matthew chapter 6, the earlier part said, what did it say? The gates of Hades will not prevail against this church. But what are the practical applications of gates of Hades? Simply speaking, our soul life, our self, our natural man. So when we express our opinion, actually Satan uses our opinion to open up the whole gate of Hades, which is against the building up of the church. So this matter is opinion. It's very, very, very real and very serious matter. But how can opinion is actually expression of ourself? Who doesn't have opinion in this room? If you raise your hands, I may ask you to go there to spend some time with Brother Ken to become clear and come back to continue enjoying. In a sense, everybody is full of opinion. 2 days ago, I went to the dining area. I saw some food. It was very delicious food. But kind of I felt I have a better way to cook. So once I thought about the better way to cook, all of a sudden, you know what happened? That food didn't look that tasty anymore. Right before that, I really enjoyed every meal, except I have a better way to cook this. So this may be very funny to illustrate, but our opinion kills our enjoyment of the Lord, our opinion. So that's why highest revelation concerning the Christ and the church is a goal, the half of the chapter is highest vision, but half of the chapter 16 is utter exposing of how seriousness of our opinion, our thought, even our soul life. But that's why only way to overcome is to deny it. Deny our soul life, deny our mind, deny our emotion, and deny our will. Denying is the only way. But now we like to ask, based on Brother Floyd's field, how can we deny it? Can you deny yourself? No way. Only way we can deny ourselves, we need God's Word. God's Word is supplying us. You know, didn't you enjoy this morning revival? Just touching the Lord. He's flowing into us. He's supplying us. And he's a little bit exposing us, causing us to have some feeling to repent. But all those things is actually in the realm of God's word. It's a so living. So up. Living means full of life. Whenever we touch God's word, we become filled with life. Amen. And also whenever we touch God's word, some sharpening, some piercing, like this. You know, oh, why did I, Lord, I'm sorry. And then the other one time, I'm always exposing myself. I haven't been married not that long, only about 16 years. So I'm still learning how to take care of my wife and children. So one night, I felt she made a very serious mistake. So I need to help her, right? Father Mari, is it good to help your wife? Okay, so I felt I need to help my wife. I mean, I love her, but at the same time, she needs to be perfected. So, okay, so I just at night, I talk. She didn't say anything. I said the whole time, and then because I had the full of confidence, what I'm saying is right. She needed this help to help her. She didn't say anything, and then after conversation is over, I ask all of oh. I spoke the whole time, about a couple of hours, you know. So, and then I turned around, honey, do you have anything to say? She said, and then she looked at me there. All you said is right, but it didn't supply me at all. And that was the end of the conversation. Anyway, next morning I woke up and then this morning time, I had a personal morning revival. I can tell, Lord, God's word is piercing into my heart. You need to go to say sorry to your wife. But I was struggling about that. My answer was, Lord, I was right. And then Lord said, you need to go to say sorry to her. Second word, I'm kind of still struggling. I can tell Lord would not let me go, so I went back to say sorry. So God's word is very real. So we really need God's word. We are not staying in the realm of right and wrong. We want to stay in the realm of life. In the realm of life, there is a real oneness. Real sweet harmony, sweet one accord in the marriage. Right? Am I right, Jason? Yeah. Amen. So very, very important to touch living and operative world of. Don't try even deny yourself artificially. Whenever the situation comes, you call upon the name of the Lord, turn to the Lord, and then touch the living world of God. And then the other thing is, since I got into church life, recently I just thought about, I feel Lord really blessed me with these three matters. So this is three things. So I hope you can remember this. Lord really bless all of you. Especially this week, I believe you taste these three aspects. Number one is God's word is available among us. Living and operative supply. And also, our Lord himself is a living spirit. When we exercise our spirit, to strike the spirit in our spirit with the living word of God, all the need will be met. Word of God and the living spirit. Actually, living word of God is the living spirit. Living spirit is embodied in the living word of God. So when we read the word with your spirit, actually you strike the living spirit in the word, and that spirit will be supplying and encouraging and eventually piercing and exposing and then strengthen you to deny your soul life. But third thing I also like to introduce, I realize, didn't you enjoy your group time? What about your twos and threes? So I believe you really tasted this week this whole matter of the body life. We have the living Bible. We have a living spirit. We have a reality of the body life. Body life is the best environment where you can really enjoy this living world. Body life is the best environment where you can really exercise your spirit, to strike the spirit, enjoy the living spirit of God. So anyway, this is the three greatest blessings I feel I hope you continue to enjoy. This is the last day. According to the Bible, last day is the greatest day, right? But actually, today is not last day. Today is the day before new day. In other words, we learn, we taste it, we enjoy all this training concerning our exercise human spirit. We need to continue to practice. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we learn this so that we can continue to practice for the rest of our life. By calling upon the name of the Lord, contact the Word, by prayer reading, and in receiving the God's element through the Word, we need to continue. So along this line, I'd like to read the verse. Everybody read 1 Timothy 4:12 and 16. All the college brothers and sisters, let's read 1 Timothy 4:12 and 16. Are you ready? 1 Timothy. Okay, if you're ready, let's go. Let no one despise your youth, but be a pattern to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. 16. Take to heed to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in this thing, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Brothers and sisters, continue in this thing. Sisters, continue in this thing. Brothers, continue in this thing. Enjoy the word. Fellowship. Pray to the Lord. Tell the Lord how much you love him. Open to him. Receive his dispensing. This is the best way to deny yourself. You know, sometimes you try to really deny your soul life. I know I need to deny my soul life. I need to deny my mind. But the more you think about it, it's harder to deny yourself. The best way to deny yourself, you simply deny it. You don't trust in your mind. You don't trust in your emotion. You don't trust in your will. You simply trust in the living God. Best way is to turn your heart to the Word. Turn your heart to exercise your spirit. And turn your heart to the body. So if you have this simple understanding, there's nothing you can trust in your soul. You cannot trust in your mind. How do I know? Very simple. I thought about certain things yesterday. This morning, I changed my mind. Sister, would you like to live your life trusting in your emotion? Oh, Lord Jesus. Brothers, would you like to depend on your, if I can, a little bit stubborn will? It's very simple. You sit, there's nothing you can get. So drop it, deny it, and turn to the Lord. And then pick up the living word and then exercise your spirit and then pray with your companion and then you will experience living and operate word piercing into your heart, thoughts and intention in your heart. So this whole matter of a continuous. So I'll give, you know, this illustration, everybody know, how can you discern your spirit from your soul? You know, anybody work in the bank before? Bank teller, anybody work? Nowadays, everything is a machine, I guess. You know, this is what I heard from the sister who used to work in bank for a long time. Bank trained the bank tellers. Do you know how they train? So they train. They need to learn how to discern real money from counterfeit. So the way they train is that they give you a lot of a bill like this. So they once you go to first training, they start to count it like this. And this again and again and again and again. To such an extent, they practice so much. Once they touch counterfeit, all of a sudden they start to feel, this is something different. Feeling different, sense different. Of course, you are not supposed to taste. Okay, not. Something different. So in order for us to deal with a negative situation, best way is you practice positive things. Instead, is my soul, is my spirit, am I denying the soul? Sometimes you think you deny your soul, actually you deny your spirit, and then picking up soul. You really sometimes hard to tell what is what. The best thing is you continue to practice what you learn. What did you learn? Exercise your spirit. Pray, read the word. Pray yourself into God. Pray with your companion. Once you taste, like, continue build it up, eventually something from your soul comes in. You just taste, this is not, something different. This is not right. This is not from the Lord. Even though I'm right, but this is not from the Lord. You start to discern that. So, brother, that's why I, at the end of this, my fellowship, I really like to emphasize this message. Brothers, is continue. Continue in this thing. Next morning, tomorrow morning, what time do you get up? Monday, what time do you get up? 6:30. Next Tuesday, what time do you get up? 6:30. Not 10:30, please. Okay. We continue to have morning Bible. Tomorrow, do you read the Bible? What are you going to do with the Monday?
Read the Bible.
Tuesday?
Read the Bible.
2015?
Read the Bible.
Wow, this is okay. So we continue to practice all these healthy practices, life practices, and then twos and threes. Twos and threes are not designed only for college training. The reason we practice twos and threes so that you can practice in twos and threes to taste the Matthew chapter 18 in your Christian life. Prophesying. Brother Mari, what do you think? I would say at least every Lord's Day. Because our burden is not just prophesying Lord's Day morning. That's a must. But eventually our burden is a prophesying living. In season and out of season. Well, you know, always. Why not we become the reproduction of Brother Dick Taylor? Why? He's the only one speaking in the airplane. We can speak also in the airplane, too. Don't you? We can speak to the cashier, too. So the goal is we prophesy every Lord's Day morning to build up the body, eventually prophesying becoming a part of our living. That's our goal. So in order for us to do that, you need to prophesy Lord's Day morning. That means you need to be there. Don't be like some brother like one time, my spirit will be there. it doesn't count. Your body need to go first. Like Romans chapter 2, you need to consecrate your bodies as a living sacrifice. And then later on, he said, burning in spirit. Lord's Day morning on time, and then singing, and prophesy. I really appreciate Brother Daniel sharing it. It is our prophesying can build up the body. Whoever believes, say amen.
Amen.
Even, no, let's say nobody prophesies. I hope you young brothers and sisters, you need to prophesy so that you become the factor of the channel of light. You prophesy, this brother eventually prophesy. One become two, to become five. Eventually, our goal is everybody with the prophesy of Lord's Day morning. So anyway, you know, this whole matter is discerning our spirit from our soul. I would more emphasize it is negatively, drop it. Deny it. Don't trust in your mind that much, emotion that much, your will. Just come to the living world, enjoy it, and receive it. And fill yourself with the living word of God. Isn't it good to memorize the verses? Believe in me, when you go back tomorrow, 16-hour driving back to New York City, right then, I don't worry about your prayer life. You will pray because God's word is living within you. Even though you like to do something else, I don't want to discuss too detail, and then something else, living word is like coming out of your heart like a popcorn coming up. Boop, 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 boop. Revelation 2:10. 4. So if you know, I'm not going to do anything. memorizing the Word of God into your mind is very, very healthy practice. I hope that this is not just this college training. I hope you continue. It's not too hard to memorize a few verses in your regular church life per week. And then when you stand up to speak with a clear voice and exercise your spirit, verse from your mouth, that ministers, your speaking ministers Christ to the saint. It's tremendously. You know, there's one brother, some of you know, it is his brother. He's about 60, I believe he's about 63, 64. One time he testified, one time he was walking back home. He prayed, "Lord, I just enjoy the church life, serve them. But Lord, life can be more than this. Even though I enjoy the church, life may be more than this." So eventually the Lord is shepherding him in there. "Why do you bring my word into your heart?" So he determined, he's about right now 63, and for maybe Brother Mari's age, I guess. He decided to memorize all for the heart of divine revelation. Philippians and Colossians. He memorized all four books. It took a long time. But the way he memorized, he just really enjoyed going to the bathroom, taking some verse after verse and verse. I'm a kind of living witness that, I mean, prophesying was very good before then. But after he started to memorize that way, whenever he stood up to speak anything prophesying, rich word is mingled with the ministry portion, is supplying the whole church. But he was 60-some years old. Any college student under the 60 years old, can you raise your hand? Looks like everybody. It's very, very good. So I know Dave has been giving you a hard time, but this is a healthy practice. I hope you can continue. Yeah. So anyway, my concluding word is very simple. Continue in this thing. Amen. Exercise your spirit. Amen. Exercise yourself unto godliness. Amen. Exercise to receive the word and exercise to pray. And eventually you find yourself, you start to discern your spirit from your soul. And eventually we will build up the body of Christ.